Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom, where your English will improve. My name is Gabe. And what would you say if I said, let's go to Jamaica? If you said, yaman, let's go. I think you're ready to go to this beautiful place. The title of our lesson, of course, is Enjoy Jamaica. We've been learning lots about this place. Now, here's a question for you. What kinds of people will you see? And what kind of languages will you hear there? And, of course, what things can you taste in this country? All right, so today we'll be learning about the people, the language, and the food of Jamaica. Open your magazine, and let's begin.
Enjoy Jamaica. Out of many, one people. Although the majority of the population has African ancestors, a typical Jamaican may be multiracial or have ancestors from several nations. These might be Spanish, British, French, Lebanese, Indian, Chinese, or Native Arawak. The culture, food, and language of Jamaica strongly reflect the various origins of its people. Mi Irie. A former British colony, Jamaica maintains English as its national language. However, Jamaicans commonly speak Patois, a dialect of English. This informal speech, made popular worldwide by reggae music, has roots in European and African languages.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点，我们看 ancestor 这个名词。Ancestor 是指祖先或祖宗。例如 ，Benjamin can trace his ancestors back 800 years.Benjamin 可以追溯他的祖先一直到800年前，或者是 Jennifer's ancestors were from Germany. Jennifer 的祖先是来自德国。Ancestor 也指始祖，例如 Rhythm and Blues is the immediate ancestor of rock and roll. 摇滚乐是直接源自于节奏蓝调。接下来我们看的是 dialect 这个名词。Dialect 是指方言，例如 Taiwanese and Hakka are common dialects in Taiwan.But the official language is Mandarin. 闽南话跟客家话是台湾常见的方言，但是官方语言是国语。或者是 the ministers translated the Bible into the local dialect. 这些宣教士把圣经翻译成当地的方言。All I want to do is treat you right. All I want to do is treat you right.
Well, here we are in the studio again talking about Jamaica. And wasn't that an awesome video? It really gives you a good taste of Jamaica and it makes me, and I'm sure everyone else, want to actually go to Jamaica.
It's true, and I'm excited about today's lesson and having Linda here again because we're talking here about out of many, one people, okay, that gives you the idea of unity from lots of different things, there becomes one people. And you also mentioned here the idea of African ancestors, or maybe African ancestry. And Linda, that's often the idea that I get when I think of Jamaica, is people that might look like they come from Africa.
Well, the majority of Jamaicans do have African ancestry, but there are other Jamaicans, like myself, who have different ancestry. For example, I have Chinese ancestry, but I was born in Jamaica, and I consider myself to be Jamaican.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so you are Jamaican, but you have different ancestry, and you mentioned that there might be different people involved, like Spanish, British, French, Lebanese. like you are Chinese. Are there any other famous people in Jamaica that have different ancestry?
Well, there are people who live abroad who don't mm-hmm. currently live in Jamaica, or they live part of the time in Jamaica. There's one person named Tisan Chin. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've heard of her, but she won the voice competition in America.
Oh, she's Jamaican.
She's actually Chinese-Jamaican.
Oh, interesting.
Chinese-Jamaican, okay, and she won a competition in America. Wow. What about Bob Marley? What's his ancestry? Do you know anything about...
Bob Marley is also multiracial. His father was an Englishman, and his mm-hmm. mother was Jamaican. Hmm. So that's why he looks the way he did.
So, Linda, how do people usually respond when you tell them that you're Jamaican?
They're usually surprised. Yeah, I get a lot of confused looks when I tell people that I'm Jamaican, but then I explain how I am Jamaican, and then mm-hmm. they get it. But usually people don't think of someone who looks like me as Jamaican.
Okay, well, yeah. I have a couple of pictures here, and I think this first one is maybe what a lot of people think of when they think of a Jamaican. Yes, this guy
uh-huh.
with his dreads, his hair is like that. And here's another picture, Linda. Can you tell me, does this person look Jamaican, this girl?
I think that might be a tourist, Gabe. Yeah.
Why would you say she's a tourist?
Because usually Jamaicans, they won't get their hair braided like that.
Interesting. Oh, okay, so this girl has her hair braided. I found another picture of a person with Jamaican ancestry.
Okay.
And, right over here, he's playing the ukulele.
Wait, Gabe? Who was that?
Well, that's me.
That's you. Oh, silly Gabe. Jamaican
you're right.
ancestry.
All right,
right.
I don't have Jamaican ancestry, but sometimes
I think Gabe wants to be Jamaican.
Exactly. I would love to be Jamaican.
Gabe, I have an idea. Maybe you should visit Jamaica first,
uh-huh.
and then you can decide whether or not you want to be Jamaican.
All right. I think you have a good idea there, Rebecca. Well, friends, we do have a lot more to learn, but right now I think Steve and Ken are waiting in the info cloud for us. They would like to share about hot foods. Ooh. Let's join them now.
In English, there are a few reasons why foods and drinks might be labeled hot. First, they could be thermally hot.
A pizza that just came out of the oven or coffee that just finished brewing is hot.
And dangerous. So let the coffee cool down a bit before you drink it, or you might burn your tongue.
Next, foods can be spicy hot. Chili peppers, mustard and wasabi are all spicy, hot foods. Note that even if these items were consumed straight from the refrigerator, they still be considered hot because they're spicy.
Yes, a cold pepper still has the power to make your mouth burn. Okay, how about what the Chinese call 食物属性? The idea is that foods and drinks contain essential hot and cold properties, regardless of thermal heat or degree of spiciness.
Right, I believe chocolate is considered hot. Pumpkins are neutral, while a hot cup of tea is actually cold.
Right, so we might see 食物属性 translated into English as Chinese food therapy. Westerners are gradually becoming aware of the health benefits of Chinese food therapy, and many are making it a part of their lifestyle.
Hot 在英文可以表示辣的，也可以表示烫的。 若是想要避免混淆， 我们可以在hot前面加上一个副词， 像piping hot 或steaming hot， 就毫无疑问的是在表示烫的。 辣的hot可以用spicy来取代。 Be careful, that dish is spicy。 Hot跟cold呢也可以用来表示中医的食物属性， 因为越来越多西方人也开始对中医产生兴趣， 所以从中医的观点， cold的食物呢 也可以指凉性或寒性的食物， 像西瓜、仙草。 Hot的食物呢 是热性会上火的食物， 像荔枝、芒果、榴莲等等。 这就是今天的InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. Well, Linda, in the lesson, you wrote about may I re. What exactly does may I re mean?
Actually, Rebecca, it's me I re. And me in patois, a dialect of English in Jamaica, means me or I. And then Irie means good or great. So basically you're saying, I'm good, I'm great, I'm doing really well.
Rebecca, get that right. It's not may I re, it's me Irie, right?
Me Irie. Yes.
Uh-huh. Me Irie. Well, you also wrote that this informal speech was made popular worldwide by reggae music.
Reggae, yes.
Reggae.
Reggae music, which Bob Marley sang.
Mm-hmm. Well, hold on a second. Yeah. I like this phrase, to make something popular by something else. So, for example, this speech was made popular by reggae music. That means because of reggae music, this speech, this informal speech, patois, is popular. But there's other ways you can use that phrase. For example, Korean fried chicken was made popular by Korean soap operas. Just within the last couple of years.
Hey, I've got a good example too.
Okay.
You know, Irish dancing was made popular by river dance, specifically Michael Flatley.
And Rebecca is trying to make it popular around here as well. Well, Linda, I would like to practice my patois. Let's see here. Ah, hua aguan. Do you understand that?
Gabe, it's waguan.
Oh, waguan.
Yeah, Gabe, get it right.
And what does that mean?
And that means, how are you? What's going on?
Oh, what's going on? So you could respond by saying, may I re?
Exactly.
Cool. This is so much fun. Friends, we do have a lot more to learn, so stay tuned. We'll see you soon.
Me, Irie.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we were just practicing some of our patois, that informal speech spoken in Jamaica. Of course, it was influenced, or it was made popular around the world by reggae music, and I'm excited to continue learning about the foods that you can taste in Jamaica. But first, let's take a look at the Jamaican flag. It's a very interesting flag. What do these colors mean? Well, black stands for the strength and creativity of the people.
And green stands for the hope and resources found in Jamaica.
And gold stands for the natural wealth and beauty of sunlight.
All right, well, ladies, are you ready for a taste of the island?
Let's do it.
Definitely.
I certainly am. Let's get started with our second reading for the day.
Enjoy Jamaica. Taste of the island. Jamaican food makes my mouth water. A few of my favorites include curry goat, rice and peas, and patties. I prefer these dishes mild, but any dish can set the mouth on fire by adding Scotch bonnet peppers. These peppers create the spiciness in the seasoning for jerk, mouth-watering barbecued pork, chicken, or vegetables. I would return to Jamaica in an instant just to savor the food. But it's easy to fall in love with this magnificent country and all it has to offer.
All right, 继续我们看的是 mild，这个形容词 mild，在这里是指味道清淡的。例如，the patient can only eat mild food after her surgery。这位病人手术之后只能吃清淡的食物。或者是，the mild rain in the afternoon cooled down the temperature。下午的一阵小雨让温度下降下来。Mild也指温和的。例如，Mike has a mild temper。I've never heard him raise his voice。 Mike 的个性非常温和，我从来没有听过他提高音量。最后我们看的是 savor 这个动词，savor 是指品尝或品味。例如 ，Don't rush, take your time savoring our cuisine， 不要急，慢慢的品尝我们的料理。或者是 He not only can make money, but he also knows how to savor his success， 他不仅会赚钱，还懂得享受自己的成功。Savory 可以当名词，意思就是指风味。例如 ，The chicken has a savor of rosemary. 这个鸡肉有着迷迭香的风味。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Well, this is the part we've all been waiting for. We get to talk about the food. Now, Linda, here in your lesson, you say that Jamaican food makes your mouth water, and specifically, you say that you like curry goat, rice, peas, and patties. Can you tell us something about patties? Are they like hamburger patties?
No, they're more like meat pies. They're made of a pastry, a crust, and inside you have the meat. My favorite part is the crust. Actually, I brought some back to share with Rebecca. Rebecca, what did you think of patties?
I thought they were delicious. And yes, you're right. The crust was very tasty, and the meat itself was very flavorful.
All right. So, you brought some back to share with Rebecca. Mm-hmm. Anybody else, Linda?
I think I might have saved one for you, Gabe.
Okay. Yes.
Let's go check.
I am looking forward to that. And I also am really curious about these Scotch bonnet peppers. Well, this next sentence, it says, I prefer these dishes mild, but any dish can set the mouth on fire by adding Scotch bonnet peppers. What does it mean to set your mouth on fire, Linda? What did you mean by that?
Well, something that is really spicy or really hot will set your mouth on fire. Mm-hmm. And Scotch bonnet peppers will do that. It's one of the hottest peppers on this planet.
Whoa.
So they must be very, very spicy.
Yes, they are.
Ooh.
I saw a video on online of a guy eating a whole Scotch bonnet pepper, and I think he was in pain for at least the next hour.
I can imagine, yeah. I would never, ever want to do that.
Wow, so these will certainly set your mouth on fire. Of course, as Linda just explained, that's not a real fire that's in your mouth, but it's so hot that it feels like it sets your mouth on fire. For example, sometimes when I eat sushi and I add wasabi, it feels like that wasabi sets my mouth on fire, too.
It definitely will do that. Well, in our lesson, Linda, you also said that these peppers create the spiciness in the seasoning for jerk, mouth-watering barbecued pork. Now, what do you mean by mouth-watering barbecued pork? What does it mean if something is mouth-watering?
Something that's mouth-watering is delicious. It makes your mouth salivate, or you just start dripping from your mouth.
All right, mouth-watering foods. Like, what kinds of foods are mouth-watering to you guys? For me, it might be steak or tiembula, or maybe one of those patties from Jamaica might make my mouth water.
Yes, just mentioning patties makes my mouth water.
Really? Nice. Well, you know, later on today, we probably should have a patty. Yeah.
What about you, Rebecca? What makes your mouth water?
You know, I absolutely love curry. Pad thai, curry, sometimes even baked potatoes with cheese and bacon bits. So good.
There are so many delicious foods that make our mouths water. Well, friends, Linda says here, I would return to Jamaica in an instant just to savor the food. What did you mean by that phrase, in an instant?
In an instant means right away, immediately. I would go there right at this moment.
Okay, so even if it was just for the food, you would go back to Jamaica?
Yes, definitely.
But of course, there are so many other magnificent things about this place that make her want to return, and it also makes me want to go, Rebecca.
Me too. Well, right now, we have a video which should give you a good or a better taste for what Jamaica is all about.
All right, we'll see you soon. Welcome to Jamaica! Are you familiar with our rhythm and rhyme?
Yes. Thanks to Bob Marley, I just visited his museum to pay my respects.
It's the city's most visited tourist site.
Now I'm headed to Devon House.
That mansion has been converted into a historical site and a shopping area.
Yay, history and shopping.
You can hike the Blue Mountains too. You'll pass coffee trees used for Blue Mountain coffee.
Huh, Blue Mountain is world famous.
Are you in the mood for adventure? You can zip line.
Zip line?
Yes, go flying through the forest.
That sounds fantastic.
But if you're a true risk taker, head to Negril. It's the place to cliff jump.
Plunge over a cliff? No thanks.
End your day with a breathtaking view of the sunset over the ocean.
Sounds lovely. So, tell me about your ancestors.
Like many typical Jamaicans, I'm multiracial. The culture, food, and language of Jamaica reflect the origin of its people.
That makes sense. Oh, the smell of Jamaican food makes my mouth water.
Me too. Here, try the curry goat peas and patties.
Ooh, nice.
It will set your mouth on fire. Actually, I prefer mild.
We are still in Jamaica today, and we find that a typical Jamaican may be multiracial or have ancestors from several nations. But we also see that the majority of people has African ancestors. The various origins are reflected in the culture, the food, and the language of the island. English is the national language, but Patois, which is a dialect of English, is commonly spoken. And our author's mouth is just watering at the thought of Jamaican food like curry goat, rice, and peas. So if you want more than a mild dish, you can add Scotch bonnet peppers. They add the spiciness to jerk, which is barbecued pork, chicken, or veggies. In fact, she said she'd return in an instant to savor some Jamaican food.
Well, Linda, thank you so much for joining us these past 2 days.
It's been my pleasure, Rebecca.
And friends, we will see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
And maybe even Jamaica one day.